Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4, in verse 8, you see a description of how faith reacts and responds to challenges in life. Walking by faith and living by faith does not mean you'll never have any problems. What it does mean, if you will live by faith and get in faith and stay in faith and not quit, what it does mean is you will win every time. You will overcome every time, because thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph, the Scripture said. How many believe that verse, always? Amen. Someone said, well, I know somebody didn't win. Well, you know somebody that quit. Amen. You don't know anybody that gets in faith on the Word, stays in faith, and didn't get results. You never met anybody like that. You never will. Because God is faithful. If He said He will always cause you to triumph, then you can count on that. Amen. People say, well, you win a few and you lose a few. That's the way the old ball bounces. Yeah, but we ain't bouncing the old ball no more. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. And if you'll believe right and talk right, you can win and win and win and win. I didn't say it just gonna fall on you. I didn't say you wouldn't have to stand. I didn't say it'd be all easy. But if you just keep standing, you win. And if next year something bigger than that comes along, you just stand your ground. And it may look rough and feel rough for a while, but you just stand your ground, keep believing, and you'll win. And if 5 years from now something bigger comes along than you ever imagined, and the clouds are dark, it seems bad, you just stand and you win that one too, because always is always. And if 10 years from now, the most awful thing you ever imagined, could never imagine, comes up, and you have to stand and believe and pray and speak and stand, if you just stand and won't quit, you'll win that one too. Because always is always. Everybody say always.
Always.
I actually have that on my desk. I have a little frame about that big, and inside it says always with an exclamation mark, and it faces me all the time. And I have whooped the devil with that. Repeatedly. Have you ever noticed? He'll come. I don't mean you seeing things and hearing things, but thoughts come and feelings come. Not this time. Yeah, the money ain't going to come in this time. You're not going to be healed this time. That's one of His favorite things. Not this time. I mean, the Lord's healed you 100 times and then you hear it come. Not this time. Well, it ain't going to work this time. Well, the money ain't going to be here in time this time. Not this time. Not this. Yeah, but what does the Bible say?
Always.
Always. God is faithful. Amen? And if you won't quit, He will always cause you to try. So He says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Attacked, but. Makes all the difference. Which side of that word you're on? You know what I mean by that? B-U-T. But. You ever heard people say, well, now I know all that, but. I know the Lord said He healed me, and I know He said He'd supply all my needs, and I know He'd never leave me and forsake me, but I just feel so lonely. I just feel so. See, what are they saying? All that really means nothing to them. The only thing that matters to them is what they feel. What they see, they're walking by sight. You got to turn that deal around. Turn it around. Get on the other side of that word. And say, you know, I feel lousy. They say I don't look too good. We got all these bills piled up. The doctor gave me a bad report. I got all these symptoms. What? But the Word says, with long life, He'll satisfy me. Show me His salvation. Amen? But he said he would meet all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm a giver. And he said it'd be given back to me. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Men. People would give to me. The Lord said that. Amen? See, which side of that word are you on? It'll show whether you're in faith or unbelief. You see which side Brother Paul was on. He said, trouble? You bet. We got trouble on every side. But I'm not distressed about it. How can that be? He's a faith man. We're perplexed, but I'm not despondent. I'm not despairing over it. We're persecuted, but I know I'm not alone. God's with me. He hadn't forsaken me. We've been cast down, but I'm not destroyed. It ain't over. God's on the throne. The word's true. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out. Verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith. Everybody say spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. See, he believed it so much, he said it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaketh. Well, it comes out. Speaketh. It will come out. I mean, you might be able to put on a pretty good show in front of your, you know, church friends, but in the middle of the night, when the bad reports are coming, then whatever's in your heart's going to come out. When the pressure's on, that's what's going to come out. That's why you don't want to wait till you have a problem. Be feeding yourself all the time. Getting faith in you all the time. Amen? And then when something comes up, then the word will come out. Faith will come out. He said, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Everybody say spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith. See, not just principle of faith, not just mindset of faith. Faith is not of the mind. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is of the heart. Romans 10 says, what is it, Romans 10? 10, for with the heart man believes. You don't believe God with your mind. So you're talking about my heart that pumps blood? No. You can't believe God with your physical heart any more than you could believe God with a kidney or with a lung. Heart talks about the core, the center of your being, or like Peter says, the hidden man of the heart. Talking about the inner man. There's an inner man, there's an outer man. You're sitting there right now looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. Somebody said, well, I saw you. Well, no, you saw my body. I'm inside. Amen. You're a spirit being. God's a spirit. You're created in His image and likeness. And you believe God with the inside, your heart. And faith is not just knowledge. You can know a lot of stuff and not have faith. You understand? I mean, you can study, you can read books, you can have letters after your name and be able to read Hebrew and Greek and Chaldean and Aramaic and everything else and still not know God. Nothing wrong with education, but you understand, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Right? And that He's real to you. And faith in God is the result of knowing Him. Knowing Him through His Word. Knowing Him through fellowship in prayer and in walking with Him in life. You can't trust somebody beyond how much you know them. And so you can see why people have difficulty in faith. If you don't know God, you can't have faith in God. And you get to know Him, number one, through this book. Amen? He's revealed to us in this book. He's revealed to us in Jesus. So the spirit, everybody say spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is not just taught. It's caught. You know what I mean by that? That's what we're doing in just a moment. Now we're going, you can go ahead and turn over there to Hebrews 10. And you know the end of it. We just looked at the last few verses and then go on into that 11th chapter, which is that great hero hall of fame of faith chapter. And you see the spirit of faith in that chapter, don't you? The same spirit of faith that was in Enoch, that was in Abraham, that was in Sarah, that was in Joseph, that was in Gideon, that was in David, that same spirit of faith is in you and I as born-again believers today. Not a different spirit of faith, same spirit of faith that was in Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost. Same spirit of faith that was in Paul as he traveled the known world and built churches and saw miracles. Same spirit of faith that was in and on the Lord Jesus Himself. That spirit of faith that He preached with, that He ministered to the sick with, that He raised the dead with, that same spirit of faith is in you and in me. Oh, my. Then we ought to be able to believe for the money to pay our bills. Right? If He could raise the dead with it, we ought to be able to believe for our knee to be healed. Amen? Or for our eye to straighten up. Whatever it is. But the thing is, people haven't thought that way, and they haven't fed their faith, and they haven't exercised their faith, so it remains weak. Faith is like a muscle. You have to feed it, and you have to exercise it. And if you keep feeding it and exercise, using it, feeding it and using it, feeding it and using it, month after month, year after year, it'll grow stronger. It'll grow stronger, and the things that used to seem impossible to you will seem possible. The things that used to seem out of reach will seem within reach. But it's according to your faith. Now turn with me to Hebrews 10, please. And let's continue talking about the spirit of faith. It's not just based on what you know. It's real in your heart. Faith is discernible. You remember the scripture talks about in Jesus' ministry that those four individuals brought that man, paralyzed man, up on the top of the house where Jesus was and tore off the roof, let him in. You remember that? And as they were letting him down, I mean, he's in there teaching and ministering. Can you imagine if somebody tore off the roof right now and started lowering somebody? That'd disrupt the service, wouldn't it? And this guy, you know, he's on there and he's looking down, smiling, because that's where he wants to be, is where Jesus said. He sees him. And the scripture said Jesus saw their faith. Remember that? Faith is discernible. You see it in action. You see it in the spirit of faith. You can see it on people's face. You can hear it in the tone of their voice. You can see it in their countenance, in the way they deal with things. And let me say this, and this will help you. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Amen. It's the spirit. We just got through reading it. Can you see? It's the spirit of the overcomer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.